Educators are becoming increasingly concerned about students bringing anxiety to school every day. Whether they worry about families, food, or phones, kids are expected to set those things aside to learn. GLT's Eric Stock looks at a pilot program that is part of a growing trend in education. It tries to improve classroom performance by helping students become mentally and emotionally ready to learn.
Franny Corrigan is a junior basketball player at Illinois State University. Before she goes to bed every night, before each game, and any time she feels stressed, Corrigan goes through a meditation ritual. First, she sits or lies down.
And it kind of involves me just first, just like calming myself down, like preparing mentally to like, hey, you're gonna do this for about 10 minutes. Usually I need to have my palms facing up because you don't want to be all tense while you're doing it. And then usually close my eyes.
Corrigan does a mental body scan, senses each muscle, tightens and relaxes them from toe to head. It takes 10 minutes. She focuses on breathing deeply and calming herself. Corrigan says her teammates think it looks funny.
Some teammates are like, yeah, what are you doing? which is understandable. I mean, kind of to see me sitting there, like, closing my eyes and deep breathing, it kind of looks a little funky.
Corrigan says she grew curious a couple years ago when the team brought in a sports psychologist to teach relaxation techniques, and she did her own research, too.
I've seen the benefits of it. I've seen, I know Kobe Bryant is really into it, and so I think just being able to see, like, other people have success with it and knowing that it's kind of up and coming now, I think is kind of beneficial.
Corrigan is studying exercise science at ISU and wants to be an athletic trainer so she can mentor other student athletes. She says she wishes she could have learned mindfulness techniques before going to college. As it turns out, some K-12 schools are putting mindfulness in the classroom.
I'm awesome. You're awesome. We're all awesome.
Abby Lyons took her first teaching job at Sugar Creek Elementary in Normal last year. The certified yoga instructor takes some class time to teach about the brain, how it regulates emotions, and how kids can use that knowledge to empower themselves.
Our breath changes the way our brain works. The time that we take to just sit and breathe can be so helpful in creating a lot of space for us.
Lyon says it was a light bulb moment.
It was fascinating watching them take these strategies on.
When you are angry, it's like your brain is in this mode, and really literally your brain is in a mode that doesn't allow you to think about what's happening.
Lyon shared her findings with the Unified administrators and convinced Superintendent Mark Daniel to drop in on a class. Students demonstrated for him what's called roller coaster breathing, rolling your index finger up and down the other hand to simulate the timing of their breathing and how it calms them. Daniel created a social and emotional learning pilot program at Sugar Creek and Oakdale grade schools. He says it's time for a new way of thinking in schools.
The days of just saying, sit, be quiet, although we love to have those days back, those days aren't here. And now students question, they challenge, and I think if we asked our young parents that question, they would have the same response.
Lyons is in charge of the socio-emotional learning pilot. She visits 20 classrooms per week for a half hour each time, giving demonstrations to students and teachers.
This is my dream job, so when I think about like what I want to be doing with my life, it's this. It's supporting teachers, it's supporting students, it's supporting families with tools that physiologically change their brains to support them in feeling better, healthier, happier.
But meditation time eats into regular classroom time. Lyon says she's had pushback from some teachers about diverting precious classroom minutes away from the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. But Lyon says many kids are showing up what she calls dysregulated, not ready to learn.
There have been a lot of responses from our teachers in both buildings that say, you know what, if I wasn't doing circles at the beginning of my day connecting with my students, I would not have known that my student didn't sleep last night, and that's why their behavior looked like this during the day, and that's why they weren't focused on math during the day.
Superintendent Daniel considers time for socio-emotional learning time well spent.
We could teach 24/7. 365 days a week, but if a student isn't ready to learn, they're not going to learn. So therefore, that's wasted time. So we're moving the students to where they can truly be susceptible and ready to learn.
Some classroom teachers do see a difference. Lisa Hazelwinkle is in her 15th year of first grade at Oakdale Elementary.
If they're feeling upset or angry about something, they'll ask to use the calming corner where they'll go and just kind of lay down or sit down and take a break from everything for a few minutes. Using their words, expressing to their friends, I don't like that when you do that, please stop. And just being kind, noticing when their friends are having some problems and being kind to them and being supportive. I'm noticing more of that.
Abby Lyons isn't the only educator who is taking the mind over matter approach to social and emotional well-being in Unit 5.
Take a 10-second deep breath in.
This is Patrick Palmier.
This time, slowly blow it out of your nose.
Palmier teaches phys ed at Grove Elementary in Normal.
This time, take a deep breath in through your nose.
At a recent weekend play day at the school, Mr. Palmier gave his students an elementary lesson in meditation.
Are you going to have a good or a bad day today here at Grove?
Good!
Raise your hand if you're going to have a good day. Raise your hand if you're going to help other Gators if they don't know what to do. Raise your hand.
Palmier is a fitness guru who says he just started meditation about a year ago himself, and now he's made it a daily ritual that he shares with his students when time allows.
It's a simple question of, do you want to be happy or not? And to me, 5-10 minutes a day to make your entire day better, it's worth it. So, if I could meditate versus working out, I'm a huge advocate, obviously, of physical activity. If I could meditate versus work out, I'd probably meditate because I know my entire day is going to be better.
Two of Palmier's fourth grade students, Rowdy DeMonso and Campbell Damery, say they feel better prepared for the day when they take time to stop and take an emotional inventory.
It really helps me control self-control.
It calms me down so I'm not too hyper, and it makes me feel a little bit better, not as nervous.
Palmier says it helps to have an attitude of gratitude, and that can be self-fulfilling.
Some days we feel healthier than other days, so just being aware of that and understanding, okay, what can I think about, what can I be grateful for this day that can help me have a better day overall.
Schools typically need hard data to expand or justify programs. So far, that's limited. Socio-emotional learning instructor Abby Lyons says schools participating in the pilot have seen a drop in students being called to the office. The schools surveyed teachers before the school year and will be surveying them at the end of the year to measure progress. Lyons says her evidence of mindfulness impact is measured so far in anecdotes, such as this one when a first grader asked to address the class.
She said, raise your hand if you've ever seen your parents fight before. And so, all the kids raised their hands, and she said, well, when your parents fight, you can take a deep breath to calm down, and then you can tell your parents to take a deep breath, and then they'll stop fighting.
Lyons says teachers are expected to mold young people while only being in their lives 10% of the time. She says this is how to affect the other 90%.
In that moment, I realized that this work has the power to actually stop trauma in its tracks if we can empower our kids to take it home.
Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel says Lyons could help change how teachers assess students' social and emotional needs, but schools aren't prepared to overhaul the system.
It will be a piece of our solution. It will not be in totality the solution.
At some point, you might have to put out an ad for a mindfulness teacher. Where do you find them?
I think we're growing our own in that area. But again, taking what she's bringing to this, and then how do we resource that and so forth, that will be a challenge. Exactly. Not all teachers can do this.
Lyons hopes to see more schools embrace the concept.
We have kids and adults who are showing up saying, I came here angry, and I know that when I take a deep breath, I can show up and I can create space for myself to respond in a healthy way. That can change our entire school system, the entire way we operate. And when six-year-olds are able to speak that and recognize that, that's humongous.
I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington High School has taken its own path to better connect with students' social and emotional needs by starting a 23-minute advisory period twice a week where students can meet with teachers and other advisors.